Good day. I'm Dr. Schoeman, the lecturer responsible for CMY3708, Qualitative Research Methodology in Criminology, and CMY4802, the Writing of Research Proposal on Honours Level. The purpose of this podcast is to talk about the scientific writing of an assignment. An assignment is a scientific document, thus the style of writing differs from how you would write a report in everyday life. There are three aspects that you should give attention to when writing an assignment, namely, the format of the assignment, your style of writing, and lastly, referencing and the bibliography. In terms of the format of an assignment, always start with a title page which reflects the assignment topic, your research title, if relevant, and the student's name, surname, and student number. Also include the date of the assignment. On the next page follows a table of content that corresponds with the heading and the subheadings in the assignment. Remember to number the headings and the subheadings, as well as to include the relevant page number. Your discussion always starts off with an introduction. The purpose of the introduction is to introduce the reader to the content that will be discussed in the assignment, as well as to give a brief overview of how you would approach the discussion. This is followed by the definition of key concepts. You can identify a key concept by reading the assignment question or if you refer to the title of your research study. For example, if you are asked to discuss the difference between quantitative and qualitative research, the key concept you need to define will be quantitative and qualitative research. The next section deals with the body of the discussion. Please note that the heading for this section is not body, but will refer to the assignment question or the different sections discussed in your assignment. For example, if you discuss the difference between quantitative and qualitative research, the first heading might be Characteristics of Quantitative Research, followed by Characteristics of Qualitative Research, and then lastly, the difference between quantitative and qualitative research. Some students previously asked me to explain the difference between headings and subheadings. A heading is the overarching topic you discuss, for example, characteristics of quantitative research, while subheadings divide the heading into smaller sections, such as your first heading might be data collection in quantitative research, and the next one, data analysis in quantitative research, and so forth. An assignment always ends off with a conclusion. The conclusion highlights the most important aspects discussed in the assignment and also includes the student's personal opinion if relevant. This is then followed by a bibliography. As mentioned previously, an assignment is a scientific document and follows a more formal style of writing. It's therefore important to pay attention to your grammar and spelling. Write in full sentences that follow a logical flow, but beware of writing sentences that are too long and overcomplicated. Make use of paragraphs to divide your discussion into smaller sections which discuss a particular point. A paragraph should also consist of more than one sentence. Don't write in the first person, referring to yourself as I, but refer to yourself as the student or researcher. For example, Robert states, in this assignment the following will be discussed, or if you have a personal opinion or insight, student is of the opinion. Common errors noted in assignments are that students will summarize information making use of bullet points and not paragraphs. Students also do not pay attention to spelling and grammar rules and do not use capital letters at the beginning of sentences or the necessary punctuation. You lose marks unnecessarily if you do not pay attention to the technical care of your assignment. Have your assignment proofread for language errors and correct them before submitting it. Citing sources you got information from is very important in scientific research. Detailed guidelines on the correct method to cite sources in the text and a bibliography are posted as an announcement on MyUNISA. It is your responsibility to access this information. Remember, it is plagiarism if you do not cite the sources you consulted. We are very strict with students who commit plagiarism, and students who make themselves guilty of this practice are severely penalized. I hope these guidelines will make it easier for you to write your assignment. It is also a good idea to read articles in scientific journals, as this will expose you to documents that are written scientifically. Please contact me if you need any further information.